the 91-story treehouse, written by Andy Griffiths and read by Stig Weems. Is that better?
Yeah.
Says Terry. I suppose if I were the listener, I would most want to know what is going to happen in this book. Me too, I say. If only there were a way of finding out, says Terry. There is, I say. We can ask Madame Know-It-All. We go back inside the tent.
I knew you'd be back, says Madame Know-It-All. You have another question, don't you?
Yes, we do, says Terry. Can you tell us the answer?
Of course I can, she says. I'm Madame Know-It-All. I know... Well, I know you already know how much I know, but before I can tell you what you want to know, you must ask me the question.
Can you tell us what's going to happen in this book? I say. Madame Know-It-All gazes into her crystal ball.
Where once was two, there shall soon be a few. You'll have an important job to do. A very busy man is counting on you. If you let him down, this day you'll rue.
I look at Terry. Terry looks at me.
I don't get it, says Terry.
Me neither, I say.
But it's perfectly clear, says Madame Know-It-All.
Can you just tell us? I say. Madame Know-It-All sighs.
I can't just come out and tell you, she says. That's not the fortune-telling way.
But I can give you a hint. It rhymes with spabysitting.
Is it fraby hitting? Says Terry.
No,
says Madame Know-It-All.
Is it shaby knitting? I say.
No, of course not, says Madame Know-It-All. There is no such thing as shabby knitting.
What about babysitting? Says Terry.
Correct, says Madame Know-It-All.
Babysitting? I say. But we don't have any babies.
That's right, says Terry.
How are we going to be babysitters if we don't have any babies?
You don't have any yet, says Madame Know-It-All. But you soon will. Now go and answer the video phone. You have a caller.
No, we don't, I say. The phone isn't even ringing.
Wow, says Terry. You really do know everything.
I know,
says Madame Know-It-All.